There are plenty of opportunities to see popular live music acts in the Tampa Bay area, but some major artists rarely pay us a visit. As Florida Matters' Stephanie Colombini reports, one tribute band is putting their own unique flair on songs you may never get to hear live.
So I don't have the ooey-ooey-ays there, but I have them at the
just
end.
A few days before a recent performance, singers with the Florida Bjorkestra are rehearsing. Yes, you heard that right. Bjorkestra, named in honor of the eccentric Icelandic singer. The band's founder, pianist Jeremy Douglas, got the idea a couple of years ago while listening to Bjork on the way to play a wedding gig.
I was like, all these synth sounds, how could we play them for real?
Douglas jokes he asked his friends to make an investment in Bjork, as they'd have to play for free. Since then, the band's become a bit of a local sensation, going on to cover many more artists than Bjork. Paychecks have changed, but the rehearsal space is still Douglas's living room in St. Petersburg.
We're doing it in C-sharp minor, I think.
I don't remember.
Singers in sweatpants are shuffling through papers with lyrics on them, looking at sheet music on their tablets, and occasionally referencing YouTube videos to remember when the backup vocals come in.
Close. It's not close enough.
Why does everybody look at me like I'm a kid?
Did you know this stuff? Did you know how close this is?
There's not enough space for all 20-plus members of the band to rehearse at once, so they have to practice in sections. Violinists had one day, horns another, and same with the rhythm section. They go in the garage. They rarely get to perform all together until it's showtime. Just about everyone's a professional musician, so they know their stuff. But singer Colleen Cherry says as someone who's used to working in theater, it took some time to trust it would all work out.
That kind of makes it more special, that the first time we do it all together and come together is for the audience on stage, so they're seeing it for the first time.
A few days later, it was clear there was no need to panic. Everything came together seamlessly as the full Bjorkestra put on a greatest hits concert at Janice Live, part of the recent Et Cultura Festival in St. Pete. They paid tribute to artists like Peter Gabriel. Kate Bush. The late David Bowie. And of course, Bjork. The show brought out some repeat fans like Jay Keeler. He discovered the Bjorkestra last year at their Peter Gabriel Tori Amos concert. He said this was a fantastic tribute to some of his favorite artists.
It makes me feel like I'm so grateful and so happy that I had this type of music to listen to back in the day.
And the band earned some new fans as well, like Tina Diakon, who also had a nice walk down memory lane.
Everybody was dancing, everybody was singing. The quality of the music was really, really great.
And that's typical at all their shows. Singer Jamie Perlow says some fans are even brought to tears.
People always come to me with a memory of like, this song meant this during my life and this relationship, and they like to relate stories, and that's just been such a cool thing.
Ronnie D, who sings the Peter Gabriel numbers, says there's a lot of pressure covering performers who have such big fans.
It's daunting, you know, you really want to be respectful, and I don't want to do the moves and have people think I'm imitating him. So you have to find kind of the middle ground with that.
Whitney James says the band feeds off the crowd's energy.
It creates this deeper, sweeter connection, and afterwards you feel like you've like gone through something together. Mm-hmm. So
they know the words better than us.
Yeah, definitely. They do, yeah.
Up next for the Bjorkestra's a George Michael Madonna show in April, and then their first repeat performance next September, another edition of Buffy Fest, which paid tribute to music from the TV series Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It was so popular, people actually flew in from out of town to catch the show at the Palladium Theater. Sounds like a fun year ahead, one that Bjorkestra members like Ronnie D can look forward to as they return to their day jobs.
lucky enough to have music make my living, so I can afford to make these investment gigs which satisfy my soul directly.
For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.